Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday. What is this? It's August? August 12th. August 12th. This is a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Neary, and I shall be your host for today as we continue our conversation that we had with on the Erin Green show, the On the Clock with Erin Green. We're speaking to the House of Nyabingi, right? Before we start our conversation and continue our conversation, I want to have a conversation about the House of Rastafari and a number of initiatives that they are doing. I think they have one or two initiatives that they're doing. So let's start off with that and let's get that out of the way. Housekeeping, go ahead.
Yeah, the House of Rastafari has stepped into an era in what we're dealing now with financial wives, you see what I'm saying? Because everybody needs finances to survive, and without finances, you can't survive. It's in the system will generate money and run for money. And the kings say collective security for surety. So the House of Rastafari have couple of projects on the table, but they have an effect and what they also plan on doing. The ISA is in. One of them is an upcoming cookout coming up. The ISA is in on the 17th. Where, 18. Where we'll be having a cookout, the ISA, and the aid funds for development and certain things in the Rastafari community. Also, Rastafari directors and board of directors and different people who are involved in positions have been discussing different type ventures over a period of time now of things they will get into financially, the ICA is saying, to help bring us forward into the what you call financial side of it, because as the years going on, we have been neglecting the financial side by more focusing on our spirituality and the spirit. And now we have to learn that in this day and time where the system is rising prices on everything and locking down the world in a certain type way, we have to set ourselves. That's why we're trying to raise funding so we could develop our community amongst us. We want to have a community of Rastafari people where we're developing communities, where we're self-reliant, have a community of self-reliant people where we have built workshops. We could build community workshops. We could build our schools to teach the youth some different things. We could also planning on going into businesses.
But our government wants that.
Huh?
Our government wants a strong, vibrant community.
No, see, the government want that for a certain set of people, because the Rastafari people has been asking the government for certain things. On, see, we don't want nothing from the government, you know. We have the capabilities the king give us to do everything with our creator give us to do everything with, you know. All we want is this equal rights and justice that is due to us when the laws and stuff be passed, or when we come to the government and say we need certain laws or, I mean, certain papers or certain wives to do certain things that we don't be getting blocked and we don't getting hold back from it. We need the rights of any as a human to carry out our works. Then you see what I'm saying? We don't need the government for nothing, I see, because the people is the voice of the people, is the voice of God, and the voice is the people who governments don't rule the people. The people rule the government. The people hire the government. You see what I'm saying?
Let me pause you there and talk to Elder Peter. I'm going to compare mansions. And being, I wouldn't say wicked, but intentional. The host of Bobo Shante have a camp. It's a big camp, or fairly nice size camp. Their membership is huge. Good number, maybe about 300, 400 Rastafarians who embrace that particular mansion. Nyabingi small. There's some people say size don't matter, it's how you work it. But Nyabingi small. I want to know what y'all doing to organize yourselves in order to have a camp with all those things that Ras Copper said, that you want to have a self-sufficient society where people growing their own stuff, you're living amongst your own stuff. And I'm trying to say, what are you all doing as a Nyabingi order to facilitate to get to that point?
Well, first of all, I think, as you say, we need land.
So you need land. Listen to me. Yeah. Remember I asked earlier, Ras Copper, what you need from our government to help prepare you for it. You said, man, we ain't need nothing from government.
We didn't get, we ain't get
which, and not cut you off. When I answered your question, what I told you, we already asked them for many things, but they didn't get it. So I try to show you that we don't need nothing from them if you ain't giving us nothing. We need to try to get our opportunity provided so we can help ourselves. Give us the equal rights within the system so we can help ourselves. Because when we come to you and say we need these things, you ain't giving it to us. So give us at least some kind of, when we come to you and say we need this paper, sign off on this to do that, to help do that. Be, at least give open some doors for us or something. Like, seeing that you don't want to give us the land, okay, help us that we can open up small businesses and make our money and buy our land.
That's reasonable.
You understand? All I'm saying, instead of giving us a fish, just teach us how to fish.
But let's go back to the elder, Elder Peter. You say you need land. What you need land for?
Well, listen, man, once you have land, you could develop the land for whatever purposes you need to do it for. Like my brethren say, Rascopa, schools, adventure centers where we could have big discussion in inviting schools or whoever like to come down to see the way the life of Naya Bingy.
Okay.
Witness it for
you. Are you prepared to have a person like the Attorney General walk through, be interviewed to ascertain exactly what it is that you need so they can help you accomplish your goals?
Well, Ben, I could say we have, because in our nonprofit, the Attorney General was Carl Bethel. In our proposal, we said, tell them we need land, would be put into them for the nonprofit, but yet still we full out of form. We was on a piece of property trying to work it to get it to standard where we could, the government and come there could say, well, yeah, y'all doing something good, so y'all might could pay for this land, dollar acre, or whatever it might be. Similar as the Bobo.
Oh, that's the church. Because the churches get these crown lands.
Yeah, no, the churches get kind of crown land. I'm trying to see now what is.
But the church is a non-profit.
Okay, let me
so
talk
we
about
have
this
the same equal rights should be given to us. We shouldn't have to keep always going there begging them for it and get no kind of response where we get it. You see, I say, when the church, them establishing churches all around the island, you only have one Rasta camp in Nassau, two Rasta camps. You have the Naya Bingy House and you have the Bobo House, right? But how many churches you have in Nassau?
Where is this Naya Bingy House?
Right there to Palima Street.
Palima Street.
And this is land given to you all by the government?
This is our brethren land.
Brethren land.
He
built a tabernacle on it.
He built a little space. He gave us a space to build
worship,
a tabernacle.
To place the worship and gather.
To worship, because when the Naya Bingy was younger, in our trot, we used to go all about getting run from the police, getting searched from the police, getting everything. We go to the beach, they lock us up. Because we smoke in there. We even go in the wilderness where there's no one. The bush. And they come there. And lock up one or two or whatever. You know, holy bus, put no fight up against the system. With three police and maybe 100 men, we could do what we want to do to them, but no.
The violence is done to us instead of us doing it. You see what I'm saying? Because we never was a violent people. It goes back to the caller earlier. You see what I'm saying? And to answer your question, too, on the vibe of the Bobo Shanti and Naya Bingy, of the amount of people, not to say there's no competition thing or the take nothing from our Bobo brothers, but the Naya Bingy people is also a multitude of people. It's just that we don't live, have a grounds where we live on as they do. But you only have a worshiping place. But if you call out a few hundred Rasta man, them too, who also is Naya Bingy man, you see what I'm saying? So you're saying Rasta isn't many, but we just don't have a place where we say we have a ground to live on, which the Elder Peter been talking about earlier and what I've been telling you earlier, we need the land so we can develop our own community.
So you would like our government to give you some crown land that you can develop?
Like we've been trying to get
10 acres.
Rastas, the Rasta
land. So they make it small, I understand.
Start off with 10 acres.
Yeah, 10 acres
the
small.
House of Rastafari has been doing this over the years. You see, I'm saying you had enough members, enough leaders from the House of Rastafari, been meeting with the government officials and things on certain things, trying to get certain things done. But like I told you from earlier, we never get these things. You say saying it's about time we start.
And does this 10 acres need to be in Nassau or could it be on a family island?
If it's in Nassau, it'd be great.
But if it give you 10 acres on the family island, would you go down and say, okay, this is it?
I believe you're trying to throw me in the bush again.
Yeah.
More likely.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong. Not to take away from Elder Peter said, but hey, ain't nothing wrong with them giving us island now. Yeah. We can use island to develop for Rastafari and call it the Rastafari Island. Once they give us all, start to say, don't just give us island and say, you almost go for yourself like we's no bunch of animals in the land. Give us an island and also help donate certain things we might need to get, like our fresh water, osmosis water, a big, nice generator or something to give us with a few poles throw up.
That.
And we could go for ourselves from there on. Yes. We could go for ourselves. Yeah, that would be good, too.
The phone
line. We would love to separate our own land.
The phone lines lit up.
Alel Africa.
The phone lines lit up. Let me get to some of these phone calls so they can engage you. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Good morning, Mr. Mary.
Good morning to you.
Happy Monday and good morning to your guest.
Morning, Mom.
I hear the gentleman that was speaking about what it is that the system is doing to keep them down. My question is, okay, for kids, like my son, my husband right now is he's a Rasta. He was a priest at you guys' church, priest Andrew. And he would say, my son wants to...
Madam?
Become Rasta, but, you know, the school won't allow him with the hair. Are you guys doing anything to, I guess, allow the system? Because the private system allow it, but the government system only allow it at a certain length. But you have to go through so many things to get your child in once he has that turban on.
Okay, let me allow them to respond to you. Go ahead, Bobo Peter.
What you said...
Naya Biggie, so forgive me.
You said, your husband is... or your boyfriend is a priest at the...
No, but I had that. Bobo? She might be the wrong mansion. But the question I want you to answer, and I hear her, but the question I want you to answer is the prejudice she said regarding the hair in the government system. What are y'all doing as an organization to address discrimination against Rastafari? And that's what I want you to answer.
You got
to
ask the government.
Let me take a little answer there because I have a son who was in Yellow Bell Law. From he was 1 to 6, he graduating to go to junior school now. Mm-hmm. And he just decided that he wanted to cut his lock, so I give him his freedom to make his own decision because I ain't coming to live his life and he's showing him the way he have to make his own decision. After certain money, he said he wanted to cut his lock, so I allow him to make his own decision because that's his decision to make. And he can teach him the teachings I can't force him. This is not a cult. This is a freedom that we show you from earlier. Your decision to make, your way of life, your road you off your trot. So, but to get back to the question, my son been in Yellow Bell, the primary with his locks, for all them time, and other youths, them also go in there with locks. And the principal there, beautiful, beautiful woman, very, very beautiful spiritually and everything like that. She never gave no religious fight against nobody like that when it comes. Once you keep your hair wrapped up or keep it in a proper tire position, you go through the IC. So whatever school telling you your son can have locks in school, you could argue on that because that's discrimination. I see. If his daddy is a Rasta man and that's his way of life, that means that's discrimination against his way of life. Is he saying? So you could argue on that because locks is not, and we in an era no more where the stigma of locks was as be like how it was when you used to get like called nasty, dirty dread and all that. You have everybody wearing locks, some actors to this one, to that one. So we done passed that part of it so far of the discrimination era of it like that. So just fight against it. You see, he's saying there's don't give up on it and just accept the defeat on it. Just try to fight on it because that's discrimination.
Elder Charlie, I'm coming to you next, but I have one more call I want to bring in the conversation, and then I come to you again, Elder Charlie. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Producer Bachelor, call for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller, going once. Caller, okay. Elder Charlie, is Naya Bingi a Bahamian thing or is it a global thing? There are different Naya Bingi mansions around the world. And I ask you that to ask you this. Have you ever invited other places, other Naya Bingis from whatever place here in the Bahamas to educate, to make sure y'all are doing whatever y'all do and one standard?
Yeah, thanks. We have always had brethren and sisters from over land and sea come to our NI shores, just as well as I and I leave from here and go to other brethren and sisters when welcome or ask. We could go to other gatherings. I and I is one big family.
so one can come and I could trot forward to them. And iron sharpen iron. In the night, we have autonomy. So in that, if I'm here and you're in, say, Trinidad, Guyana, Germany, Venezuela, wherever, you may see something from one perspective or you may say something. It doesn't mean I have to do it just because you do it. We could reason on it and see where we have that type of overstanding. But I and I is one big family, united by His Majesty. And we always in concert with one another, brethren, especially with the technology now, where they have what they call the Zoom and the WhatsApp. So sometimes you don't always have to travel to a certain destination to do certain things with certain ones. You can deal with it online or through the phone, but we are always in contact with the other family over land and sea.
Let's go to the next elder Peter. Have you been able to travel to experience other camps?
Not really. When I went to Jamaica, I was on a business trip. I couldn't really get to go to camp.
Okay, and let's talk business. I like how you say that, on a business trip, because now being yours doing business. In terms of the managers I've seen, you're entrepreneurs. How important it is to be an entrepreneur? Why are you, and forgive me for this word, always hustling in terms of out there, working hard, doing business, learning trade? How is that a part of the religion, the lifestyle?
That's a way of our life.
Explain all of that.
Because we don't see no boss over us. We don't believe in a boss being our boss or ivory. So we learn how to probably make a badge or make whatever you can make. I had a fruit shop at my young age. And with my fruit shop, I used to go like to Jamaica to buy like the rice, the natural rice, and and different wraps for women to trade. So we always used to make trade with each other, but to be an entrepreneur and to sit over here, you need, I think you should say, a 24-hour something well. And it got to be incorporated with the tourism thing.
See, I'm a nationalist, right? And I believe that this administration, our government in general, wants to include all behemoths and different types of behemoths. That's why I'm bringing on Naya Bingi.
Not only when election.
But no, not even election. That's why I bring in the Bobo Shanti and the Naya Bingi and all these different sects of people.
If the government really want to include all behemoths, right? Especially, all behemoths have been included into the government sector and when it comes to certain financial and all that. It's only the Rastafari community that's been shut out.
This is just why I'm trying to set up the question now. There's something called SBBC, Small Business, anyway, where the government gives you money. You all have all these entrepreneurs there, and our government is prepared to give Rasta money. And I want to know how come you all ain't taking advantage of the money that government's trying to give you.
See, these things sound sweet. It's like baking a cake with all the sweet icing on the outside, but in the middle of the cake, full of pure worms.
Explain. You got all these narratives and
I explain to you because I'm going to say something that I can't explain. Okay? Again, when you go to these people, they come out and tell it to the public to sound good for political advancements and all kind of different type things to face. But when you go to these people and you ask for these same things to say we come for loan, the loopholes and the things they're going to put you through either to make you give up, where they're going to run you around so much, or they're going to find loopholes and stuff that keep you from getting that. It's like for some reason, only certain people get these privileges. Either you have to be a friend of the friend who knows somebody, or you have to be in a circle of some political something or something like that.
If I say to you,
that's why I tell you from earlier in the conversation, when we were discussing this earlier, or what we want from the government, when I tell you we want only to want the equal rights and justice that should be given to us, is the reason why I'm saying this just now. When we come to y'all and for these same things that you're talking about now, these little plan to say the government giving out and all that. When we come to you, open the door, us too. Don't shut the door on us or don't make it difficult for us to get this chance.
Ras Copper, if I say, because I know this role lady who works at Small Business Development Corporation, SBDC. Her job it is now is to empower Bahamians. You just happen to be Rasta Bahamians, right? Where they give grants, not the owners, no. Grants, and man, y'all going to do your business, right? If she said she is prepared to come and sit down with you all and explain the program to you all, would you all make space for her?
Be willing to take on anybody that is genuine, that is sincere with their proposals. We're willing to take that on if the proposal is sincere and genuine and that it will be coming to effect. But not we are not into sitting down and wasting time and be getting a bunch of promises to us and all that. And then when the time comes to live up to these things, we still get the doors closed in our face or don't get the chance for that to be presented to us that we can be self-reliant for ourselves.
Ras Peter, you mentioned NGO. Are you registered as an NGO as yet? When I say yeah. Not the House of Rastafari as a group. They should be registered as an NGO as a group. But the House of Naya Bingi, the Mansion of Naya Bingi, you need lawyers and thing. And registered as an NGO so you get the benefits. Because NGOs have all kinds of benefits where the government and international grouping can give your loans and grants and recognize internationally if you just organize yourself. Have you done that yet? Or you are working on it?
We working on it.
And
but we have an NGO paper,
mm-hmm.
but the certificate, yeah. And we're on the final stage of getting it incorporated.
Mm-hmm. And these are some of the things you would need now to have the government assist right. you more.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need help with these things, sometimes you just have to ask. Say, man, we don't have the expertise right now, but we are willing. Because the Bahamian people now, like I say, we are embracing or becoming open now. We have changed.
You have people in place in the House of Rastafari who is go there and deal with these kind of things. I was talking to Naya Bingi Marcus the other day and certain things, mm-hmm. which I will keep in-house. I don't like, discuss everything out in the public like that. Just what you need to know, right? But we discussing things on getting things up to date and whatever like that, you know what I mean? And get so we can move into, like I showed you earlier, the business side of Rastafari. Is that what I'm saying? Because we have to also build ourselves economically in order to expand our movement, and we want something to offer to the people as well. As an organization, as a movement of Rastafari, we want to be able to help brothers and sisters also employ people and do things for people, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we also want to be able to educate our people into a conscious and a healthier living. Mm-hmm. We want to supply health products to the people, health drinks, health food, different things like that. We want to market our own clothes and different type things. We want to go into businesses that can help bring us into the 21st century as a people that is economically strong. So if something happened to one of our brothers or sisters and they need financial aid or help, we could go into our account and say, okay, we can help that brother with this medical bill or with this bill. Or you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
These are things we're trying to develop as an organization. And the House of Rastafari is effective in certain things. Certain things, like I say, don't discuss openly.
No, I understand that.
You know, for the purpose, like, you know, no smart general can discuss battlefield strategies amongst the people like that. You know, I mean, unless you're ready to go to war. But it's like, we can judgment move forward with you can see more of Rastafari development within the Bahamas branch. And you can see a lot of things that we just looking forward to the public, our brothers and sisters out there to support us when we do come to these ventures and these things, to support us, to see many support the Chinese brothers and other brothers out there, the white brothers who have the shops on Bay Street and wherever else, support your black brothers too. We're coming up from the grassroots and doing things that will help benefit society in a positive way. Like I said, trying to get our people to eat more healthier and stop eating the processed foods and the GMO foods and stuff like that. And Bill Gates just started buying up a bunch of land the other day, buying up all the farmers' land. GMO food is no longer going to be on the market no more, because GMO food, when you plant it in the soil don't come back good no more. So he have this new food, he bring out this new seed, that once he put that into the ground and the food you go eat from that, will be like someone eating AIDS into their body or eating cancer.
Mm.
These things will germinate into your body and give you diseases and stuff like that right off the rip. So there's a lot of biological warfare that's been planned on our people to annihilate us, that I say, because the population agenda been going on for many years. Undercover now, it's been openly pushed on our people. That's why you have all these vaccines and all these different type things, all these different type sickness developing and all that, because we are under attack biologically. People them no longer attacking us saying putting us on the firing squad or hanging us no more and burning us like in the Ku Klux Klan days. They now putting us in the air, in the food, in the water, in different things, you see?
Let me go to Elder Charlie in terms of this new legislation that is happening. A number of Rastafarians are up in arms, right? They understand that our government is trying to accommodate Rastafarians, right? They are including you into this bill. And number of Rastafarians in this bill is inadequate. What types of reservations Nyabingi have about this new bill?
Well, it's a conundrum from the start. I see it as it's like something is coming and you can't stop it. Like the hurricane moving, you can't stop it. And they try to fit I and I in some form or way, you know. But as a people that has been oppressed for something, and now you want to legitimize it, and then you trying to fit I and I into, squeeze I and I into some type of fitting it. It's a start. It recognizes I and I, it speaks to I and I on the sacramental grounds, but as it is presented so far, it's not, I don't see a decent word to really say on the radio.
A spit in the face.
Yeah.
It's a spit in the face to the Rastafari community.
I see I have a caller, but I want to ask Elder Peter something too. The host, Nyabingi Mansion, in order to give the sacrament, may have to pay one $2,000 as a mansion.
Pardon my big brother.
No.
But the Christian don't pay for they giving of their wine
and crackers
to the youths.
So you don't want to pay your $2,000. You don't,
what?
You don't get to spend that sacrament?
I was marginalized, discriminated, everything, pot get kick over when
beat.
I was young.
In prison. Locks cut.
But
for ganja king, so
what,
you don't think you
should
have
money
right
I could give them?
So I say the spit in the face for the law they bring, man. Pure spit in the
what
face.
What money?
Let me get this caller in and I can continue this being a conversation. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, well, how's everyone?
Everybody's well.
I have a question. When we speak about Rastafarianism, we dissociating ourselves from Africans, or are we just talking about Rastafarians from Jamaica?
All Rastafarians from, you could say, from Jamaica, even Nassau, whatever country.
From Africa.
The same thing.
You know, believe it or not, and I think I'm not going to have, I just checked my minutes, I'm not going to have enough minutes for this.
Make it quick.
I am the first Rasta of the Bahamas. Now, I know you have a lot of talk on naysayers, but I could give a history, but I don't think I have the minutes. But
I got a question for you. You say Haile Selassie the first?
I didn't say that. I said I was the first Rasta.
I asked you. This is the only way you could.
Right? You could be a Rasta.
This is the only way you. This the only way you could be.
What's your question?
He say if you hail Haile Selassie I the first, you acknowledge him as your creator.
As my creator?
Yeah.
I don't even have the minutes, the time for this. But
yes or no?
No, listen to this. I respect Haile Selassie.
God respect.
Right?
I ask you if you say
simple
him
question,
God
can
and
yes
king
or no? Simple question.
No, my God is not Haile.
Oh, right, but you're in a Rasta. You're in a Rasta, then.
You're just a locksman, brother.
You're in a Rasta, then.
Listen to me. I understand you. Because in the Rastafarian faith, you know, we have a lot of fakers, too. Hold on. When this thing first started in the Bahamas, maybe you go in deep and it's fine. We can go to, I'm not going to have the minutes for that, but listen to me. When it first started in Nassau, it started with the plots from me. It started because of what you're saying. And I agree with everything you're saying, except the question you asked me just now. And I could answer that a different way. But it was because of freedom from oppression and expression, right? And I can't believe that we still going through, our children can't go to school, but they hear plots and all that. And that's why I asked the question, but from Africa, because it was only it's only an expression of your Africanism.
That's all it is. Yeah. That's why I tell you earlier, from Africa, Jamaican, Bohemian, all that, like my other brother Peter said, all that come from Africa. Africa what? Is the first Rasta that was known to that for the public eyes to ever see the photo was in Africa.
So we started this disrespect of our own, and we're still doing. That's why I say I can't believe we're still doing this today. Now here's the histories, because I know people can say, "What are you talking about, poison?" There, I'm telling you facts. Now, listen, it started from the plot where they used to call me sissy. You don't get the facts right now.
I can't. And then,
so you can imagine back in the day, you talking about the head.
You can say you get to me to correct you from what I hear and you talk about from what I hear and you say. Yeah, uh-huh. you can say that you are one of the first set to have the identity of a Rasta man or the way the locks are.
Yes, correct.
You can say that, but don't say you used to face Rasta. So you used the first one to have the identity.
I said in the Bahamas.
No, you still use the term the first Rasta. Say you used the first one in the Bahamas to have the locks like the Rasta man them. But you can't say you're a Rasta because if you don't hail Kingston.
Oh, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
You could say you could claim the identity of it. We can agree with that part.
Now watch this. And guess what?
My elder brother, what's your name?
Let's hold on for a minute, get a name. All right? hold on. I give you the history, then maybe I'll give you the name later. Watch this. And then, so what happened is, a lot of youths, see, that's why I say today I am proud of the youths like yourself who pick up this mantle and went with it, right? It's not hard for you to believe it, but I can give the story anyhow. And what happened is the brothers them start to say, no plaques, no hats. You was in Rastafarianism long enough to know, remember that?
Yeah, but I had locks then. They never used to let you in the dance because they used to say no hats, no plaques. I could have gone in because I have locks. They say no plaques, right.
Right. And then I began to say, boy, this catching on. And so then Bob Marley was the thing of the day. And I was the first one started distributing Bob Marley's book. So a lot of the brothers them started to catch on from the books and from the Bob Marley story. I started to split. And now watch this. So all of a sudden, there was no plots, no hops. So I said, Lord, thank you. The Bohemian people began to go back to their Africanism and began to catch on. Up to right now, you brothers, I'm still fighting this battle. And so all of a sudden, then it was like, now you talk about the Naya Bingi and the birds and that's where it brings us up to right where you are today. The only thing we different right now on is that Haile Selassie. I did a study of myself. I really don't want to deal with that today because I ain't got the time. No, how?
Thank you.
But yes, you're right to a certain extent. But listen, all I'm saying is I'm proud of you, brothers, whether you believe or not. I'm proud of you. That you imagine the fight I had when it was only me one.
Yeah, man.
So I'm proud of you, brothers, to pick up the mantle, but not for Rastafarianism as your Haile Selassie and all that stuff, you know.
No,
for my Afrocentric point.
You. Yeah, so you call a black conscious mind still.
Hold on.
Yeah, black conscious mind.
Haile Selassie was from.
Thank you very much, Kekol.
Haile Selassie was from Ethiopia.
And you're right. And that's the name Rastafari.
And his name is Rastafari.
Which means power of the Holy Trinity, man. Ras head creator.
We have another caller.
Power of the Holy Trinity.
Who wants to engage you? Let's patch the caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Yeah, blessed Farai.
Blessed.
I just want to share some light. And I appreciate this, brother. My brother, I called because you mentioned something that I had a vision on and I was thinking about for years, how to escape the Babylonian system and this digital panopticon that they're about to create, you know, storming lock and on and enslavement. You were mentioning a parallel society where you grow your own food, etc. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
And then you spoke about the products that they put in the water. I could actually bring you newspaper footages from the early 1900s. Where they was contemplating you putting sterilization compounds in the water, et cetera.
Yeah, man, they don't pollute the water with fluoride and thing in America and like that too, man. What kind of fluoride?
Yeah, but not only the fluoride, it's ACG and things that impedes the population growth.
Yes, sir.
All right? And so there's a book called An American Dilemma, The Negro Problem. So those people who are not conspiracy theorists, they need to start reading. Now, what I really call on with this parallel society that you're about to create, and I would really like to see. You see, the thing is, this is the only way to escape, because I was trying to find a way to escape from, you know, all of the cell phones and all these different things. So this is nothing new, you know. Remember the Gnostics, right? And then you could, the Gnostics, that the Pope sent, the Roman Catholic, they these were people that lived in Israel, and because they were an excommunicated community, and they, a part of the society, people tried to infiltrate them to find out what it was all about. And so the same thing, when you look at the initiation of the rude boy movements in Jamaica. I'd be in the school, I would hear stories about Sandokan, Natty Morgan, Donovan Chinchi. Well, and so I read the book. This is dec- decades ago, so I can't remember everything verbatim, etc. But I remember the rude boy movements moved from the city into the mountains.
Yeah,
so
man.
The authorities would follow them into the mountains and still terrorize them.
Yeah, but see,
remember?
Yeah,
so this is not, so once you decide to do this, you have to realize that they would terrorize you because you need to be under the surveillance grid, my brother.
No, you ain't going to be terrorized.
They don't understand why we call these things Babylonian.
You ain't going to be terrorized when you set your society up, your system, your society up, because see, the whole idea is, okay, you remember back in the day, Malcolm X, Ben Collins. Hey, you remember back in the day, Malcolm X been calling for the people in America separate.
To say separate
from society, and they don't want to have their own place where they can deal with their vibe, right?
Yeah.
See, and it was a reason for it. It was a reason why the American government and system didn't allow them to separate, because they wanted to corrupt them. They wanted to keep them.
But they also needed their financial input into their society.
No, they also needed the slave.
Labor force.
Okay, the labor. Okay, that's all this about the labor. Let me finish explaining the point, King. I listened to the Avenue's reasoning, so let me explain my point. The whole point about it is that the separation thing is that it helped keep us in a more principled and a more moral way, because if Malcolm X got what he wanted back in the day and black Americans to separate themselves from all of America, you'd had a lot of black Americans today with a strong, strong society somewhere. A lot of them would have been living, their children would have been prosperous and all that, but a lot of black Americans die in America from gang warfare, from drugs, from all kind of different things since Malcolm X talk about these things. So in our society today, the foods and the stuff we eat and the way we get treated, the products that get pushed on us and the way we get treated from the system, we want the same thing for ourselves, to create a society where we can have our own utopia, our own little Africa here amongst us, where we can develop a prosperous society of people where we generate our own food, our own everything amongst each other, our trading and everything amongst each other. So we can build our own community where it could be a healthy, prosperous community where we can ensure the survival of our people to go on to the next generation. You see what I'm saying? So that's the reason why we say we want to separate from society in a certain type of way and have our own little community and everything like that. A self-reliant community.
Self-reliant community. We're going to take a short break. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, we have members of the Naya Bingi Order here in studio. We're trying to understand the lifestyle that they live in, explore some of the frustrations they're going through, explore some of the opportunities that the community is affording Bahamians in general, and how they open up their community and saying that we are all one, we live in love. So we're investigating that and interrogating that. We'll be right back.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
He lead us there into the world of righteousness by his name's sake. Though he walk through the valley of shadow of death,
so this was actually a Naya Bingi chant, one of the popular verses. What would you call that, Ras Charlie?
That's a chant by the name Rastafari is a shepherd.
Yeah.
I shall not want.
So this is not reggae?
No.
Mm-mm.
This is a chant.
This is how I and I ironically give thanks and praise to the emperor. get a Mariah Selassie, I believe.
An Empress Menenaswa.
Yes, I.
All of the ladies in your sect are empresses? Or
well, hold on. Before we get there, let me clarify this. Because this, I am Miss Empress.
Okay, you educate me. Because I thought Empress is Empress.
No, hold on. Let me clarify that.
You
so
clarify
ones
it?
In radio line don't feel like disparaging anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I regard all my female energy as sisters. Sisters, daughters, queens.
Mm-hmm.
Mama.
Is this a Naya Bingi sect definition?
Yes.
Okay.
This be Naya Bingi. Mm-hmm. But in Rastafari in general, we, many of us, give that, apply that to the female energy and say Empress. I don't. And in the Naya Bingi, I don't, because Kitamari Ali Selassie I is an emperor. He's the only emperor I know. His balance is Empress Menenaswa. I know all of the brethren, we all are princes. And we get princess. And a brethren might have seen and say, yeah, but king's son. And we address a brethren as a king. I don't address no brethren as emperor. I don't know no man who could ascend to the title as emperor. So no man could ascend to the title as emperor. I don't know no female who could ascend to the dicey. So I keep it as king and queen. So I address my females as sisters or daughters, queen and mama. But that's I and I within the Naya Bingi. Now, I know my other brethren outside the Naya Bingi, they address their female energy as empress. That's the way they see it. But within the Naya Bingi, we have daughter, we got queens, we got sisters, we got princess.
So let me ask you this question, right? Women in the Naya Bingi order, are they at equal footing or they at a lower stature?
When you say equal footing, what you mean and lower stature?
Well, I mean that a woman could speak at the table or they got to sit outside.
No, man.
Mm-mm.
We all inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a role to play.
What's the role a woman ever play?
The same role with the man plays.
See?
Giving thanks and praise to the Most High. But as a male and then as a female, there are certain criteria that a female can do more better. And then there's certain things that a male can do more better. Maybe physically, but intellectually, yeah.
They go on and on.
Yeah, it's a balance.
Because Haile Selassie is emperor, but the empress also, she went and did works and did stelical works with him and side by side.
Yeah, then it's an exiling thing. I know the empress there did something. Let's go talk about the House of Rastafari. Forgive me for going quick and quick. I just run out of time quickly. I want to know the origin story of how the House of Rastafari started. And I know the Naya Bingi order played a pivotal role in that. So go ahead, Elder Peter. Give me something like a
give
narrative.
Thanks once again.
The Naya Bingi House was instrumental in bringing the body of Rastafari to form House of Rastafari in the Bahamas, because I said to ourselves, we need an entity where all Rasta could gather. Because if they don't want to gather with Bingi, they could gather with Bobo's partner. And if they don't want to gather with Bobo, they might find their place in House of Rastafari.
Mm-hmm.
There's some there who is non-alliance. Non-alliance means you ain't from no organization. So some brethren are called them non-alliance. They from no organization, so they could come and reason and play a role if whatever it is they want to in House of Rastafari.
What is the objective goal for the House of Rastafari?
To unify everybody under the umbrella and to work in cohesiveness as one.
Okay. And I know earlier we mentioned that land is important in order to organize
all I and I need land. I know how much more the Bobo might need, but I know all I and I need more land.
And there is a concern by one or two texts said that they're concerned that if you are given land, that it'll turn become a shanty.
Something's wrong with these people.
Why did they ever thought that when the church was given land that it'll become a
church
shanty?
Of money?
You know what I mean? Oh, so see, that's the difference right there. Money don't make see development. You know, we ain't looking but no money. You know, we looking but that to do what? Develop the land. You either farm on the land or you build on the land. If the land will be given to I and them for our development on it, we can develop the land. You think we want to live and not to say to take away none from the brothers and sisters who live in a style or a form of the shanty lifestyle because of their economical status. That's how they live in. I ain't take away nothing from them. But you think if we're given the privilege to develop land, that's the way we can set up a bunch of shanty. We want to build buildings, same way palaces, same way we want our structure to look beautiful too because that represents the house of Rastafari. Not from no vanity part of it, but just from just you want to do something good for what you do and for your spiritual upliftment and your place of worship. When Solomon built a temple in the Bible and that word in the Bible, right? He built something beautiful, right? That's what he built. So if Rastafari was to be given this opportunity in this land, you think we can just go there and build a bunch of tin roofs and a bunch of little small structures where we use an outside toilet and all that? No, we can develop ourselves, man.
Does Naya Bingy want to go into tourism? Have Rastas from other countries come here and live amongst them?
Well, I know, you answer that.
Pardon, but like my brethren say, Charlie said earlier that we always had ones visit us and see. But for the Naya Bingy, I should say, we don't have the space to say house a person or to say pay a hotel fee for a week. Or you know what I mean?
But you're prepared to do that if you're able to do it.
If we have the funds to do that, and there's no place for him to dwell on a land or no brethren ask him that he could dwell at the gates until he ready to forward, then yeah, we'll have to go the road we know best. It's to house him someplace where he'll be.
Tourism. Because, I mean, when I think of tourism, I think of the capitalist point, or you mean just someone who vacationing and coming in.
Coming here specifically to meet Naya Bingy's.
Yeah, man, you can do that now.
And have some place to stay?
Well, you can do, yeah, not to say on the grounds itself, right? But if you say, okay, I want to visit the Bahamas, and before you make that visit, you make and get in contact with certain ones,
mm-hmm.
and then we can find a way where it's possible so we can get to that accommodation. But you don't stop and say, well, because they don't have this or that.
I will ask you another question, but let me take this caller first, because I want to know if a person like me can come in and commune with Naya Bingy, sit down and reason in your tabernacle, or they call me an infidel. Let me go to the caller first, and then you think about that. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
I had
to
think about that.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. Like I said earlier, right? He didn't answer all of the questions, but anyway, I'm talking about the land. If you guys aren't really working like that and earning monies like that, then how is it that we can sit back and say, okay, yes, if given this property, it would be properly developed instead of it being a shanty town? You know, we just build structures from whatever wood you can find here or there, because if you're working, you're able to afford these things. And the Rasta camp right now that's there it almost looks like a shanty.
Well, personally, I don't know, but the shanty. Let's get this. Rastafari is in all aspects, all professions of life. We have Rastafari who are builders, electricians. We have Rastafari in education, principal in school. We have Rastafari in entrepreneurs. We have Rastafari at all aspects, college degrees. And if we decide to say, well, there's a place that I and I could build, we go into Tops Lumber or any one of these big major lumber place, to get the materials. And I don't live like some shanty town. What may be or what may have happened many years ago, that happened then. You have to look at where the I and I are today and how I and I live today. I never live in no shanty town, but I is Rastafari. I'm not saying that certain brethren who went through a certain hardship or whatever, but what I'm saying is today, if I have to go and build something, I'm not going to go look for some old tin or some half or go look for what they call it, the plywood where they ain't ready. The damaged plywood to go put. No, right. I'm going to look for
the best.
My father was
king of kings, royalty.
So I have to go look for things. And then we living in Hurricane Alley. So when I build, I have to build something. And according to what the government put down as the building code, I'm not going to go put something, especially when I want to say, I want ones and ones to come from line over line and sea to visit or to have some type of discussion. Whatever I and I do, we can do it at the best of I and I ability. I think all humans who try to build anything, that's what the whole term of building is.
Yeah, man, and to the elder Charlie Wibe, right? The stigma in Rastafari have to be taken away from. See, you all have to stop looking at one or two Rastas would probably move a certain way in society and then try to judge all the Rasta man for that. That's what he's saying. You are, like Charlie said earlier, you have all kind of Rasta man with education, with jobs and things like that. So we ain't like we's a bunch of just dreadlock smoking man who on the sidewalk bumming and sitting on the corner all day. All right, we are progressive people, okay? We can build up a progressive society as well, okay? Yes, I am.
I appreciate this conversation. I appreciate you taking the time to sit with me. I appreciate you taking the time to address one or two tough questions. I appreciate you took the time to say where Nyabingi in particular is trodden toward. What is their goal? What is their objective? I appreciate you giving the narrative of the House of Rastafari, how you are contributing to that. I appreciate you giving your opinions on the marijuana bill. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for sticking time out to be on my show, two shows actually, to explain this.
What I'd like for you to do too is recall us back again, because there are other brothers and members who could come and give more insight and give their perspective also on it. You see, I'm saying, because enough things need to be discussed on the Rastafari why when it comes to our equal rights and justice, and like you say, what the government can do for us.
Good. This has been Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.